Kieran Hines is an actor who seems to show up in every other movie you may have seen over the past decade, including There Will Be Blood, The Road to Perdition, Harry Potter, and The Debt. Critics raved over his Richard III on stage in London and his Julius Caesar in the HBO, BBC production of Rome. Now Kieran Hines is playing a murder detective in a TV series, Above Suspicion.
You ever been to a postmortem, Travis?
Yes, I have. Sorry about this morning, sir.
You'll be even sorrier if you throw up at the mortuary.
That's Kieran Hines, playing DCI Langton with his co-star, Kelly Riley, who plays a rookie detective and his mentee. Above Suspicion's based on the popular Linda LaPlante novel. She's known as the bard of police procedurals for writing Prime Suspect and Trial and Retribution. Kieran Hines joins us from London. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
After all these imperious roles, what drew you to play a crime scene rat like DCI Langton?
Well, it was the name of Linda LaPlante, who's kind of had a huge track record in the crime genre, both in novel form and on television. Mm-hmm. But the lead actress who they'd chosen is a woman called Kelly Riley, who I had the great fortune to work with about 6 years previous to when we started this in 2001. Then I heard that Kelly was going to star in this new Linda LaPlante series, and she'd be very pleased if I'd jump in and join her. Sort of that's what I did.
Mr. Hines, how would you summarize Linda LaPlante, what seems to be her great talent for writing so many successful police procedurals?
Well, I think she has a touch on the pulse of what people like to see. People like to be... the violence that she has is kind of gothic. They don't use guns much. It's sort of strange cuttings up, and it's rather gruesome, to be quite honest. And I don't know if we could say some people like a bit of voyeurism or not, but the stuff that she writes after it is about this relentless hunt to try and track down these people who are doing terrible things. And I think she really has a finger on the popular taste or popular culture at the time.
You were born in Belfast.
Yeah, that's right.
What was it like to come to London in the early 1970s from Belfast? What was it like to be an Irish actor in London?
It was quite extraordinary because at the same time, I wasn't running away from what was going on in the north of Ireland, but it was insane in 1973. Civil rights had kicked off 68, 69. The army had moved in. We'd had internment introduced. There were tit-for-tat killings. And it was sort of something that you began to accept, just part of the life that went on there. But there was nowhere, as I decided that maybe I would try and train to be an actor, there was nowhere in Ireland at that time that you could do that. So the only place was to head over to England and see if you could get a place in one of the theatre schools there, which is what I did. So I have to say, I arrived over, I suppose, in 73 to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and I had very long hair. And I was going around in skinny denims and bare feet. And I probably had a chip on both shoulders. But what I did understand was how fortunate I was to come over here at a proper age and meet young English people who were as inquisitive about what was going on there, what was it all about. And it wasn't about just one nation against another. There was a whole people who wanted to know, to understand what was the way out, what we could do. So for me, I was quite lucky.
Once you've played Julius Caesar, is it a little hard to play someone without an empire?
Yeah, well, I had to hang up my toga when I went home anyway and get on the apron. It was hardly a fact of going back and ordering the two women who suffer me in their lives to obey my every whim.
I demand only this, that you join with me in building a new Rome. A Rome that offers justice, peace, and land to all its citizens, not just the privileged few.
At one stage in my career, I was asked to play the president of Russia as well in an American film, The Sum of All Fears. And I have no particular idea why I'm asked to do these things, because I don't consider myself driven by desire to rule the world.
Chechnya is a nation of criminals. Every day brings another cowardly attack on innocent Russian citizens. It is none of your concern.
Stability is our concern. Peace in Chechnya is our concern.
Do you have any idea how many accents you can act in?
I know how many bad accents I've come up with. You know, when people say, so what accent was that? And I think for one film I said, well, it's kind of Swiss, but somebody who was educated in England and probably took holidays in Ireland. because you want to keep people the definition of that. I also know that when we did Munich with Steven Spielberg, the characters were one Israeli, one South African, one German, and then there was me, and I essayed an accent that I finally called Austrian, just to throw into the mix. We do get help with accents, but our own colour is what it is.
I'm not proud of this question, but...
but you're going to ask it.
Can we hear one?
Yeah, sure. I mean, what is it exactly you want me to talk about?
Oh, this is pretty good. This is pretty good.
This could actually be from anywhere, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it doesn't actually define it where it is. Not going to go into my deep south, which is terrible, let me tell you.
That's more like There Will Be Blood, right?
That was my Scottish. that's all right. I can take a hit.
I beg your pardon. What's up next for you?
Until 2 days ago, there was nothing. There were possibilities, but there were nothing. I think I'm going to get involved in a conspiracy thriller here in England involving barristers.
What's it feel like when nothing's penciled in?
Two things, I suppose. One of, like, well, you've finally been rumbled, and B, well, at least that's the pressure off for a bit. Because when every time you come back to work, you think you have to kid yourself that you can do it. And it doesn't get easier the older you can get. You've just got more doubts.
Kieran Hines plays DCI James Langton in the TV series Above Suspicion, now available on DVD from Acorn Video here in the United States. Kieran Hines joins us from London. Thanks so much, sir.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.